Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Jared Eberderis is going to be joining the show, so you're not going to want to miss that. Make sure to check it out. And right now, we are being joined by Stacey Dales, senior national reporter for NFL Network, former WNBA All-Star. You can follow her on social media at Stacey Dales. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Doing well. It's Tuesday, so it's like the slowest day in the week, so it's kind of a nice little breather after the Packers and Bears on Sunday.
Yes, I know you were at the game. Before we get, I have to ask you this. Obviously, the WNBA has had this major outbreak. I know you were a former WNBA All-Star. Number one, your take on the WNBA breaking out in a significant way recently. Number two, what was your all-time favorite WNBA moment that you had in your career?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's really cool to see. I think that, everybody asks me, it's so funny when I'm on a field, Andy, like, what do you think of Caitlin Clark? Like, Mark Murphy, by the way, is going into the Packers Hall of Fame, which is incredible. And, you know, I was talking to him on the field, and he's like, so what do you think about Caitlin Clark? Like, every coach wants to know my thoughts on it because, you know, some of them know I played. And she's like the greatest player I've ever seen at her age at this time in her career. Sure. In women's hoops. And so I think that sort of phenomenon is real, and I think it's brought a lot of eyeballs to the game, which is really cool. So
that's awesome. It's really, really cool, and I'm excited to see it. It's been really, really fun, not only to follow her, but that entire rookie class from last year was amazing, and it's great to see more eyeballs on it. But of course, as you mentioned, you were at the Packers-Bears game, so let's start there. What was just the overall vibe of that game? I think from both sides is that obviously you get the tipped ball by Carl Brooks at the very end of that game to win the game for the Packers. Obviously, the deflated feeling from the Chicago Bears crowd, but what was the overall vibe coming off of the end of that game?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's kind of the vibe that you anticipate and expect in such a rivalry. But what I really noticed pregame, before the game kicked off, was how dialed in the Packers were, starting with the quarterback. Like, Jordan Love, I cover a lot of Packers games, and, I actually haven't, in recent years, covered a lot of Bears games just because they haven't, like, by and large, had a lot of success. And
right.
So I typically, during the season, I go to big games, and I live in Chicago, so I go to big, if the North is good, which it is this year, I go to a lot of NFC North games, and I've covered the Lions substantially over the last couple seasons. I've always had a lot of Packers games. But as you know, Andy, like, Jordan's really, this is really his kind of, second season of really, this is his thing. And he is so, but he's been in Green Bay since 2020. So he is so aware of and cognizant of how critical this game is against the Bears. And it was evident when I talked to him after the game, based upon what I saw in pregame and how locked in he was, like, it was one of his most intense warm-ups that I can recall, like, in recent memory. Just when I'm in Green Bay, watching these guys on the field, I mean, Jordan Love was locked in. And I think it was in part because of how good his week of practice was. It was his best week of practice this season. Like, remember, he started training camp late because of the contract, right? Then he gets the knee issue early in the year. Then he gets the groin issue at a game I was at in Detroit. And he's dealing with all these things, and this was really, I talked to a couple coaches on the field pregame, this was really his best week of practice coming off the bye, and it was paramount for him, but it was also just really evident for me to watch him in warm-up, understanding the magnitude of this divisional game against the opponent, the Bears, and, the conviction with which he kind of went about it, and I thought he played really well. I know he's had some picks, but he's starting to figure things out, like, at this point in the season.
Yeah, I think so, too. The decision-making was really fantastic in this game. I know there was an interception, but it was just an unfortunate missed throw in that situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught this, and maybe you can, you know, obviously disagree with this, but to me, one of the things that you hear or and see from Jordan all the time is how, you know, stoic he is. He's the same guy every single play. I thought there were a couple times in this game where he actually showed a little bit more emotion after that Jaden Reed touchdown early in the game. Like, he was fired up after that play. There's the drop on the play. Like, you could just tell, like, he's, as far as you saying, locked in the game. It also felt like, again, he understood the significance of this game. He understood how much he wanted to beat the Bears. To your point, it could felt like he really, really wanted this one.
Andy, you're spot on. Like, this was such a game of conviction for him. And, like, he's had a pick in all eight of his games played this season. But what I like about it is, like, let's get those out of the system early, right?
Yep.
We're heading into week 12. There's a game this week that the Packers should win against the 49ers team that's sitting at last in their division, and they're struggling to score offensively. And you know, Nick Bosa's banged up. Like, there's just they haven't been the same Niners team we've seen. This should be a winnable game for Green Bay. Jordan Love, let's get those picks out of our system early. I mean, if I'm a Packers fan, I'm really pleased with where this team is heading into this game. Josh Jacobs, 90 plus scrimmage yards in his 8 games this season, which is tied for the most in the NFL. I love the way Matt LaFleur is using him. And then Christian Watson, you know, 150 receiving yards against the Bears. Like, that's his first 100 plus receiving yard game since 2022. If you're getting, if Jordan Love, like, gets rid of some of those picks, right, heading into the backstretch of this season, and you're getting guys like Christian Watson to play that way, you're really happy if you're a Packers fan.
Yeah, I think so too. In our first segment today, we went over things of, you know, some positives, some steps that Green Bay took in the positive direction. And I think Jordan Love's decision making and Christian Watson's playmaking and just sort of breakout performance were two of the key ones there. One of the other ones I talked about was special teams, and the special teams actually not just being there, not just being, you know, sometimes the one that's losing Green Bay the game, but actually the one that stepped up and helped Green Bay win this game when maybe the offense and defense didn't have their A+ performance, coming up with the key block, a big return by Jaden Reed at the end. I know you talked to Carl Brooks after the game about that block, mm-hmm. and I know you had mentioned, you know, obviously the great coaching job that Rich Bisaccia did. What did you take away from that performance from Carl Brooks and the special teams?
Yeah, it was so ironic because it was Devin Hester Day.
Oh, that's right.
And it was like, you know, the Bears were honoring Devin, and he was there, and obviously, you know, he scored a bunch of touchdowns running it for them and special teams, but it ended up being, I said to Rich Bisaccia before the game, Andy, I was like, you know, it's Devin Hester Day. And he's like, really? You know, I recruited that guy out of high school. And so, you know, Rich, he always has a story, right? Like,
yep.
He's like, that's how old I am. But I said, you're going to have a great day today. And he looked at me and he kind of winked. And he did. What was really fascinating about that moment for Carl Brooks, and, you know, the Bears are obviously, they're pissed off about it, Andy, because they're going to review the play. They thought he climbed the center a little bit. But in those waning moments, those things usually just kind of, you've got to, it's like the Hail Mary for the Bears a few weeks ago. You know, like, you've got to be ready for everything in this league. It's too good of a league. And what was interesting about talking to Carl on the field, and you love that moment for him, just, you know, a guy who's, you know, special teams guy, he works the D-line a little bit, he hasn't been in the league for too long. He said it was like a change. Like, Rich Bisaccia called, like, had him move or change the play, the actual design of what they were doing, the formation changed. So, like, that, I thought that was very interesting. He said he called it, and they did it, and it worked, and boom. Like, you could feel, like, I'm standing like 20 feet from DJ Moore on the sideline, and I'm thinking, okay, the Bears are going to win this game.
Yep.
Because Cairo Santos is going to hit that 46-yard kick. And he kicks it, and I was recording it on my phone. I was like, you know, if the Bears win this game, this place is going to erupt. Right?
It would have.
You've been at Bears Packers, right?
Yep.
Like, it's insane. Like, It's like the oldest rivalry in football. Like, it's incredible. And he kicks it. It's blocked. And the crowd went from this momentous, like, hum to just, it was deflating. Like, it's one of those that I'll always remember. And, you know, not, if you're a Bears fan, you're pissed. If you're a Packers fan, it was just like, oh, maybe our season, the trajectory is going the right way.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a Packers fan, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing, especially to get that 11th win in a row. We're being joined, of course, by Stacey Dales, senior national reporter for the NFL Network. And I kind of want to ask you about that. See, you've been covering the league, obviously, a long time now. The Packers are 11-0 in their last 11 games against Chicago now. And it goes back to Aaron Rodgers, you know, barking at the crowd, "I still own you." And apparently he's transferred the deed over to Jordan Love. This is just a team that has Chicago's number. A, have you ever seen anything like this? And B, what do you attribute this unbelievable run to Green Bay just being so consistently better than Chicago? And not a single Bears player on the team has ever beat Green Bay as a member of the Chicago Bears. And of course, Matt LaFleur undefeated against Chicago as well.
It's really, I marvel at it. I mean, to have that steady of a course, talking to Cole Kmet in the Bears locker room after the loss, he's been with the Bears since 2020, so this would now be his, what, eighth game against the Packers? Or ninth game, excuse me. So eight previous losses, and I literally opened up the questions to him, and, you know, he not only talked about how just, like, hard it's been with like these crushing losses, like the Hail Mary and then this game, like they should have won. It's like, it reminded me of the double doink, right? In the 2018 season when the Bears hit the field goal or tried to kick the field goal, hit the uprights, and their season ended and prevented them from going to the, like, advancing in the playoffs. It reminded me of that feeling for them. And so it's hard to believe, you know, talking to Cole Kmet, like he's lost 9 in a row against the Packers. That stings. I really think that the psychology of sports is a real thing. I played sports at a high level. Like, I really think that, you know, it gets in your head a little bit. And I also think that the quarterback play has been so good in Green Bay. Y'all are spoiled, man. Like, y'all are so spoiled, and I giggle at it because, like, I've covered so many years in this league and was there for the height and the times when Aaron Rodgers was just brilliant. Like, and now it's Jordan, and he's so educated at the position, I would say, and he's still, like, figuring it out. I mean, It's a really cool thing to see how they develop quarterbacks in Green Bay. And, you know, I think Jeff Hafley's been a great addition. And if I'm a Packers fan, I'm really pumped in the direction the team is going.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair, and I very much am too. And we are well aware of how spoiled we are. And I just, as somebody who obviously has a pulse on the team, you know, covering it 365 days a year, you know, you go from starting the end of Aaron's, you know, tenure in Green Bay, and you're just like, there's just no way they can do this 3 times in a row, right? Like, we're going to, you know, Green Bay is going to finally have to figure out what this is like when you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback at your disposal. And obviously Jordan's not quite to that level as of yet, but just getting 3 back-to-back-to-back quarterbacks like Brett, Aaron, and Jordan, it's just unbelievable. And we don't ever want to see anything different here in Green Bay, Stacey. That's the standard now. As Matt LaFleur likes to say, the standard is the standard. Yeah, we're being joined by Stacey Dales, senior national reporter for the NFL Network. You kind of brought this up here at the end, but I wanted to ask you about a little bit more. You obviously have an unbelievable pulse on the entire league and which teams are trending up, which ones are trending down. How do you evaluate this Packers team 7-3 through 10 games? I've had some tough moments. Obviously, Jordan being injured and still finding ways to win some games has been huge for them. But where's kind of Green Bay at in comparison to the rest of the league right now?
I think Green Bay's in a really good position right now. I think the division is brutal. We obviously know how talented the Detroit Lions are. In really all 3 phases. And, that, you know, going into the season, I felt like the division was going to be good because of the defenses. In totality, from the top to the bottom, I mean, this is the toughest division right now in football. You could argue the AFC West, right, with Kansas City obviously getting the loss this past week, but the way the Chargers are playing. But I just think this division is absolutely brutal. I love every defense in it. I think the Packers find ways to get pressure. I like Halfley. The Vikings don't want to mess with that defense. I've actually got the Bears Vikings this weekend. I haven't had this many NFC North games in a really long time because it's just so competitive. And I think they're going to have a chunk of obviously the wild card heading into the playoffs. But the Packers, to me, they're a really good football team. I think they're obviously the youngest team in the league. And so I think, you know, there's a lot that goes with that if you're Jeff Halfley defensively and how you call things. And I think you want to hit your stride at this point in the season. And I think the bye was huge for the Packers and where it fell in the year. I think Jordan is still, like, coming into himself at this point because of what I mentioned before, the aforementioned injuries. This really was, like, again, I can't reiterate enough how important of a week it was for Jordan coming off the bye to have all of those reps. Like, I talked with one coach on the sidelines and who works, you know, with the offense, and, you know, he couldn't stress enough just how important of a week it was for Jordan to get those reps. And when you get the reps, like, are you going full speed every day at this point in the season? No. But you're getting every single rep because you're healthy, which means you're getting those completions in practice with Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs and Jaden Reed. And all of a sudden you see, well, Watson's going to make that catch in double coverage that went for, what was it, Andy? Was it the 50 yards or 60 yards?
Yeah, right around there, yep.
Yeah. He's going to make those catches because he did it in practice. You know, maybe call it against a dummy defense, but he made them. Like, and so there's a different level of mental connection when you get those reps at practice. And I think, you know, a healthy Jordan Love means a healthy Green Bay Packers team.
Yeah, I think so, too. And hopefully that gets them to where they want to go and not one of those painstaking January losses that, unfortunately, while we've been blessed with 30 years of unbelievable quarterback play, those January losses definitely have built up through the course of the year as well. Stacey, you're the absolute best. It sounds like you've got Vikings and Bears coming up this weekend. What else you got going on and where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, you know, I will be at the game this weekend. You know, X or Twitter or whatever it is. I usually post some stuff there. But just in general, it's great to talk to you, Andy, and good to be with you. And I should be up there a few more times before this thing's over. So look forward to seeing you.
Well, you're the absolute best. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time. Make sure to follow her over on social media at Stacey Dales and, of course, over on the NFL Network. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line 414-677-1250. It's the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.